This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Historic winter storm.
A little nervous about getting caught in the snow.
Holiday traveler's nightmare.
If you get above 40 miles an hour, you start sliding around.
January 6th report released.
The panel wants Congress to ban Donald Trump from running for president again.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. A historic holiday storm is raging across the country right now. Winter weather warnings and advisories are posted in many states. Hard freeze warnings are in effect in others. Correspondent Elise Preston begins our team coverage from outside of Chicago.
Blustering winds, blinding snow, and blistering cold. From the Midwest to the South, temperatures in 24 hours have plunged more than 50 degrees and way below zero. Like in western Montana, where temperatures dropped to minus 17 degrees. But for millions in the path of the Arctic-like conditions, there's a real danger with power outages expected and the country's roads being blanketed with ice. In Nebraska, the flashing lights of a state trooper's cruiser were hardly visible as he made his way to the vehicle after rushing into action to help a stranded driver. In Kansas City, one person died when their minivan plunged into an icy creek.
The conditions continue to create nightmares for travelers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports from Dulles International in Northern Virginia.
From California to New York, the Friday before Christmas starts with thousands of flights already canceled and millions trying to get home, including Alicia Mitchell.
We were supposed to leave at 2:40 and our flight was pushed back to 8:04, and now our flight has been delayed for an hour.
Welcome to United. Have all boarding passes out.
The storm brought busy Chicago O'Hare to a virtual halt because of wind, snow, and ice. More than 560 flights were canceled there Thursday. The massive bomb cyclone is causing travel chaos nationwide as it whips across the Midwest into the Northeast. With frustrated travelers in Denver,
I think our plans are ruined.
As whiteout conditions surrounded the airport, dumping nearly half a foot of snow on the runways.
In Washington, January 6th investigators have released all 845 pages of their final report. Conclusion, the central cause of the attack was one man, the former president. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The final report lays out in explicit detail how Donald Trump allegedly engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election. Incited a mob, put his vice president's life in danger, and tried to subvert the Justice Department and local election officials. The panel issued 11 recommendations in the report to help prevent future attacks, including strengthening enforcement of the 14th Amendment, which bans insurrectionists from holding public office. They argue that would prevent Trump from running again. It also recommended a more rigorous oversight and full funding of Capitol Police.
Donald Trump responded to the investigation and the report, calling it a witch hunt and saying it failed to study the reasons for protests.
The Senate has passed a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill to keep the government up and running through next September.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 29.
The legislation includes about $45 billion for aid and weaponry to Ukraine and NATO allies. It also contains a change to federal election law, making it harder to overturn a presidential election. The House votes on the bill today. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is under house arrest this morning at his parents' home in California after posting $250 million bond. Correspondent Lilia Luciano from federal court in New York.
In allowing his release, the judge and prosecutors weighed that Bankman-Fried decided not to fight the extradition, a process that could have taken months, if not years, and that because of his, quote, significant notoriety, they don't consider him a flight risk.
Prosecutors say the 30-year-old cheated crypto investors out of billions of dollars. In France, officials say three people have been killed, four injured in a shooting at a Kurdish center in central Paris. Police say they've arrested a 69-year-old suspect who'd attacked a migrant camp last year. They're investigating a motive in today's shooting.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
The countdown to Christmas is on. The massive winter storm system means many online shoppers will have to explain that even Santa can get held up by the snow and cold. KCBS-TV's Nicole Comstock caught up with someone who waited until the very end to shop in San Dimas, east of L.A.
Procrastinators, unite!
Ashley Harrison and her family are lugging all this stuff all the way to the back corner of the parking lot here.
We have more places to hit right now. Wrapping isn't done. I'm pretty much panicking right now.
Terrifying moments on the water aboard New York City's Staten Island Ferry when a fire broke out in the engine room during the evening rush hour.
I mean, to be on a boat and to not know whether you're going to make it back home to your wife, your kids, your loved ones, it's a traumatizing experience.
Five people suffered minor smoke inhalation. A cause is being investigated. A man freed this year after spending two decades in prison in the murder of his ex-girlfriend has gotten a job at a prestigious university. Georgetown has hired Adnan Syed, the subject of the Serial podcast, for its Prisons and Justice Initiative. Syed's conviction was overturned after prosecutors said they uncovered new evidence. Trevor Bauer is back.
Trevor Bauer, in his Dodger debut, fires six no-hit innings.
And independent arbitrators reinstated the L.A. pitcher after cutting his suspension from 324 games to 194. Bauer missed two seasons without pay for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. He claimed relations were consensual. The man who helped create the Philadelphia sound in the 1970s has died. Grammy-winning producer Tom Bell wrote songs for the Delphonics, the Stylistics, and the OJs. Music historian Kevin Goins.
Composing, arranging, conducting the orchestra or the band, producing, he did it all.
Tom Bell was 79. No word on the cause of death.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Bitter cold in the South could be devastating for Florida orange growers.
Central Florida temperatures are expected to drop into the 30s tonight, even lower tomorrow night. There are hard freeze warnings in effect just north of Orlando, where citrus grower Josh Arnold has 100 acres he's trying to save.
To watch them grow up and to fertilize them and to know in one night some cold weather can come and just kill all of our hard work, it's heartbreaking.
His crews have been spraying the citrus with water, which hopefully freezes into a protective coating to ward off any deep damage. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Tom Brady says he's a National Lampoon kind of Christmas guy.
I'm all about like the Clark W. Griswold. I don't think you can over-decorate.
The Bucks armchair QB shares his recipe for getting in the Christmas spirit.
Maybe some eggnog with some Grandpa's cough medicine in there.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, December 23rd, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.